Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. Happy June 15th to all of you, 2026. I am super excited to be with you today in this already steamy hot summer. I really I want to shout out to all of you coming on in. If you are here for the first time on YouTube following us, I would love and appreciate a like and subscribe. We are super happy. It's so funny. Lori says that birthdays should last a month. I see all of your well wishes in the room. It was, you know, the big 6-0. I do have so much to show you guys over time. I wasn't able to move certain things. I have been so incredibly blessed. The birthday was spectacular. My husband was amazing. He really has to handle a lot. I realized it more this year than ever because turning 60 was a big deal. And he had started a little early, like a few weeks ago. So he was definitely on top of it. And I think a lot of things, and all of you, I have so many amazing gifts to show you. But the reason I can't just yet is because Jackson, Mark sent some a clock that is just not any clock. It's an extremely special clock. And I don't want to spoil any surprises, but it's become the highlight of our lives over here. It also has become the highlight of Jackson's life. And we actually can't move it because he is like clock guard all the way. You are not getting near it. We have to use the remote to change it, but it's just a fabulous piece of work. And it's just really brightened up our lives and definitely put us in the right direction. And of course, keeping me on time and on track, but I'm teasing. That's not why he did it. It's called Clyde Clock. I don't want to mess it up. It's a little twisty, but it's very, very sweet and definitely the talk of the town. So I hope I'm not getting in trouble for sharing, but no, I'm only kidding you guys. I never get in trouble for anything. I'm the most spoiled human. I am the most blessed human. I adore all of you so, so much. I've never been more grateful to turn a new decade. I am embracing it. I absolutely feel, and I'm sure, I also believe Mark said this as well, but we're usually in sync. And for all of you, Lara, I'm definitely going to look at Honey today. I'm going to come in the room in a minute and say hi to everyone. And please go ahead and pile in on your questions. I'm also going to give you guys a little, maybe a new moon word or message for each of the signs today. So we have a lot to cover. I don't know what I was just saying, but in any case, I'm allowed now because in your 60s, you could just forget. You could just do whatever. Like I definitely feel free. It is a number that totally aligns with where I am and who I am more so than any other decade. So I totally respect and appreciate getting a little older, but being a Gemini, I decided to be younger. And with that being said, I hope you are all experiencing some warmer, but not too warm weather like we are. We are very, very hot. I know Vegas is hot, but dry, and California too. I've been hearing heat all over, so please stay cool. Also, I just want to shout out to all of you in the room here on YouTube. Lara, we're definitely going to take a look at your baby. Tara, Lori, Nadine. I definitely had a great weekend. I have four adults plus one little baby boy on its way, my grandson. So that's a lot of fun. And there's a little bit of humorous rivalry between the kids because, of course, one's having a baby, one can't, and it's a little bit challenging, but one's extremely talented in a different way. And it just goes on, and the humor that surrounds me at this point in life is pretty funny. So we're embracing all of the differences in everyone. And I'm having more fun than ever, guys. And in the most clear, sober, sane, calm, peaceful way, you know? And so I'm running out of things to say about it, but that is an extreme expression of my gratitude for being here. And so with that being said, Lori, Maya, Shelley, hi, Randy. Thank you. Thank you for all of your birthday wishes, Mary. Terry is here. Terry's a one to listen psychic astrologer. It's so nice. And my Becca, hi. And all of you, hello, hello. Lori says she's been aging backwards for years. Yeah, I feel happy, healthy life. Hello. I definitely feel that as well. But with the exception of learning how to not really give a shit about certain things that we've spent lifetimes, you know, focusing on. And I don't know. I think aging, you know, everybody's like, oh, how do you anti-age and things like that? I have a picture of the clock, but you can't post it. And I promise you guys we'll work on this next week. I'm giving Jackson a little time. He's decided to take ownership from, and you can't even get near it. It is so hilarious. It is absolutely fabulous. Just the most unique, you know. I can't even go on enough about it. But in any case, you won't hear me talking about, you know, these kinds of things. I spend a lot of time in spirit and I not really here on the ground, but it's definitely, and of course I find a way to communicate with the clock and to become one with it, you know, but right now, like I said, Jackson's under complete ownership and you guys can imagine after losing his two siblings, and this is another amazing process. I have never in my life been able to pour all of my energy into one little creature because I've always had several little creatures. And because we went from a house full to one, it's also another experience. And I'm sure many of you have gone through this. It's an experience to put all of my energy into one, and also that one understands this and really absorbs it, and Stephen does too. So it's really, we're really pathetic about Jackson now. So that's happening, which is brand new. Anyway, let me come to you and thank you again so, so much. Now, here's the thing, everybody. We have to get ready to prepare ourselves for the worship of the Cancer people. And so don't forget that that's really what Gemini is about, the preparation for God's favorite people. And I know you've heard that over and over again. So let's take a look. I'm seriously kidding, but I'm really not. I'm surrounded by them and happily, but in any case, you get my point. Super excited for Jupiter to move into Leo just to give us a little breather. And definitely ready to take a peek. Now, let me see how I want to do this because I'm kind of whimsy today. My hair is a little whimsy. I couldn't get that one damn piece straight. I'm just admitting it. I almost didn't want to go on video again because of it. So listen, you have to forgive me for it's an uncontrollable thing. So just. You know, be with it. So Aries, you know, I really feel that I think your card for the week, I'm going to do the card for the week. I think Aries is embracing the Chariot energy. I feel like the Chariot is really about landing something that perhaps you've been struggling with, staying more open on the journey to receive, letting it be more widespread. Sometimes we get too hyper-focused. To me, for you right now, and I'm going to go a little off of this because I'm sensing my own interpretations today, okay? I feel to me it triggers me to remind you that it doesn't have to be done one way. It can be done a different way, even though you have to be a little more patient. So there's a bigger picture to, you know, open up to. And don't try to hang on to your way. Oh, that's a terrible thing to tell an Aries, but I mean this wholeheartedly. Stay open to everything, you know? I think that's good. So Taurus, we know that at times it could be a little stubborn, and we know, and I'm not picking on your personality by any stretch. I mean, just life could be stubborn. Let's say it from that point of view. And the Five of Wands reminds us that even though there are challenges, internal and external, there is always that 11th hour position that as we surrender, you are simultaneously experiencing some kind of miracle or after challenge, everything working out. Sometimes we feel a little too much. Maybe we feel like we're competing against the world, or maybe we're feeling like we're only competing for a position, or we're competing against something else. But there are 11th hour miracles coming to you with that energy. Now, Gemini, I feel I pulled the Justice card, which I absolutely love. Somebody said that her Leo son would definitely argue about who God's favorite is. Yes, but I've been brainwashed many times over. No, I'm only kidding, you guys. You know I'm kidding. Lynn, welcome. Happy new moon to all of you also. I love that I pulled the Justice card because it really is about staying in truth. And I also believe that I kind of like what goes around comes around expression at times. I also know that what goes around does not come around when we expect it or when we want it. I do believe the truth will come to light, though. And I also believe balance is key in many, many things. And so I love that energy for you. Okay, now we must move on to the nostalgic God's favorite people, and that will be Cancer. And I'm only giving this to them now because, you know, it's almost their time, so I have to behave. But when it's over, we'll move on to something else. The Six of Cups energy. Maureen, I'll wish you a vacation. And good morning to you. I love the dinosaur, you know. I love my dinosaur. I wish I should bring him with us, too, to the show. I'll get into that. I keep telling everyone, Jackson, yes, God's favorite. Yeah, God's favorite will be debated, but that's okay. Let me say this. But we have to just bear with me for right now. We're just playing this out, okay? It's going to make life a lot more fun. No, I'm teasing you guys. Okay. I pulled the Six of Cups. That means some writing is coming into play. Some nostalgia, some comfort. It's a good publishing card. So if there are any Cancer people out there who want to have something published or take up some writing, really reflecting on the past, bringing more comfort into your space. I love that. Nurturing or perhaps entertaining a childhood thought or a childhood something or other that you can bring into today. Like I'm thinking about, I don't know why Legos are coming into my mind, but something like this, like really going back into it, okay? So Leo, I see you working very, very hard. I pulled the Eight of Pentacles, which means you are super dedicated to something right now. Oh, does it necessarily mean a job? Does it necessarily mean career? It could be building a relationship connection. It could be building a relationship with God, your higher power, with anything that you are working on to perfection and nearing perfection, but not quite there yet. And, you know, sometimes I think an 8 is better than a 10 because we do get to improve. We do get to experience the fruit of our labor in a way that doesn't demand perfection, but it does demand a process, progress, focus, dedication. And I absolutely love that. It kind of reminds me of, well, of course, the 8 of Pentacles is the craftsman, but I think if anybody gets in your way of prosperity right now, or sometimes there's divine wealth, sometimes there's material wealth. I think I would feel sorry for anybody who gets in your way. All right, for Virgo, Lynn said Scorpio is God's favorite. Yeah, we're going to have an interesting time. We'll get into questions, so we have plenty of time. I'm talking fast. Virgo, you are passing tests with flying colors. I love the relationship energy for you, believe it or not. Telling the truth definitely gets you. It's the King of Wands, so we love the King of Wands also for home foundation. I like the strength of it. I absolutely love the fire that it brings you to. And I feel like as staying in charge of your own life right now is also very important. And it kind of reminds me of, you know, you staying in truth. I think one of the reminders is you being honest and projecting that outward is very, very good. And I hope that makes sense. All right, now let's take a look. Scorpios for the win. You guys are killing me with this Scorpio today. No, I'm only kidding. Bring it on in, all of you. Dun, 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 dun. Now, Libra. I think after a period of anxiety, you are really being, and I'm using the word force, which is very huge for me. Because I think you're being forced to let go and let God. And who, Maureen, I know, I see you, I know you're a Libra. I know after a period of anxiety or frustration or worry or fear, any of these things, there is a letting go, a feeling free, being lighter on your feet, taking risks, and yet understanding you do have a parachute, which I absolutely love. Yeah, I think you really are, you're going to be great with that. The Fool is like, okay, let's have a new beginning after all of the stress has cleared, and let's kind of, I know all the Scorpios, right? But I'm talking to you right now. We're going to get to Scorpio next though. I feel good about it, honestly. I'm thinking about something. You guys are so funny. Sometimes it's so difficult to trust. I think this is for everyone today. It is so difficult at times to trust, because we want to figure it all out, you know. But we forget in those moments that how important it is to surrender. Oh, we could talk a good game through it and everything else, and it's always easier for me to tell you to let go than myself, right? And so I feel some of that here. But I it's going to happen when we are able to let go and really communicate with our higher power, with God, with knowing he's there, with feeling the force of the universe, with really connecting with that, everything else becomes a very, almost everything else becomes meaningless in that moment of feeling free, but we get it so infrequently. So I totally get it. Anyway, Libra, I'm giving that to you. Scorpio. Maureen says she was duct taped to the crazy train lately. No, you're going to surrender. All right. I said after this period of crazy, right? No, I said about the anxiety and everything. You'll be free. That brings back a happy memory of being duct taped to the wall. Legitimately. So I couldn't talk on the phone once. And Mark Hessen would remember that story. But they duct taped me. It was very, very funny. Anyway, okay. All the things we bring up years after it happens, and you guys have no idea what we did on our journey to get here, how many years later. So grateful. Okay. No, but I think it's fun to share some of the things that we experience together and know that we're also human and also here for everyone's highest good. And that's like the most important thing. So Scorpio, I'm avoiding you. No, I'm teasing. Sometimes we go through these periods where we have to take a breath. We have to weigh things out. We have to stay in more balance. We have to stay grounded. We have to think about practicality, which is really what you guys love to do anyway, is stay a bit practical and really business-minded and all of these things. So I pull the Seven of Pentacles, which is very, very, some people say, well, what is it? Who has something to say about the Seven of Pentacles energy though? Because seriously, it's a very, some people say, oh, isn't that like a mundane energy? Who has something good to say about the Seven of Pentacles in the room? Please participate, or anything that we've talked about so far today. I open to participation because it's so important to get your point of view of these things as well. It's how you grow. It's how you learn these cards. It's how you learn life and everything else around it. But the Seven of Pentacles is more of maintaining growth, not quite where you want to be, which makes it exciting. Sometimes it's like getting three quarters, if you were a Capricorn, you'd be getting three quarters of the way up the hill to pause, to make sure you're not falling down or going backwards. And you're finding security or stability in the everyday structure or safety foundation, something like this, security. You have a long way to go in your own mind, but you really don't, because you're already well over the hump, even three quarters of the way, we could say. And I like that. It's a good place to stay steady and stable. And I feel a lot of that practicality coming into your world now. And so you're probably wanting, I think it also, you need more excitement, but it's not quite there yet. So it's a day-to-day grind, so to speak. But you guys are also thinking, you're reassessing, which is good, coming into a Cancer retrograde soon enough. Waiting for the right timing. Yeah, I love that. Karen says it's like baking a cake that needs 10 more minutes, but you want to eat the cake, you have to wait. I love that. Thank you. Karen, we've had some fun times over at 1-2 Academy together, and we'll get back there soon enough. Now, where are my Sagittarius in the room? Any Sagittarius? You got so many Scorpios today. Serena, where are you? Can't forget Serena. Okay. She's not going to love this of me, but I'm going to say it anyway. I pulled the Empress, Sag Ascendant, Sag Moon. There's been an anxious energy. The Seven of Pentacles can be anxious, yes. And there is a big anxious energy in the sky right now. I could tell connecting with some people and of course, connecting with everyone day to day, but I could tell there's a little heightened, you know, the Empress is a very fertile card. It's about, sorry, it's about, she said, ha ha, oh no. It's about nurture, nature, femininity, the queendom, the, the birthing, the fertility, the mother to be. I guess we'll leave it at that. But it is a reminder to also be patient. And it is also, this is great, Venus rules. It really is about what you cherish is a good word, I think, too. And I also feel creative. That's good, Tara, very good. I love you too, Serena. All of you, really, but I do. And, you know, I can't help. I'm not controlling these things, as you know. This is all random. Tara says, I'm pretty sure I'm done with babies, but I'm all about creativity. I love creating as a queen, right? So you use that. The creativity. It reminds me of procreation. Even the trees in the background, you know, it's pretty cool. But we'll stop there to not give anybody a panic attack. And we're also going to expect the unexpected for Capricorn moving along. We're almost there, you guys, and then I'll answer all your questions. Oh, there you go. Yeah, it was very good. I don't know if you missed it. Melissa, good morning. We're talking about Scorpios today. You're in the right place. I love you too. Everybody's Scorpioing. And Leos are going to get ready for their party. So we're basically celebrating every sign throughout the year coming up ahead. One step at a time, beginning with God's favorite, Cancer. But no, we're kidding. All right, now. It's okay. I think 2026, I actually had a conversation with Mark the other day, and his take on things improving, and after they, you know, they expanded, and like we had the most difficult year to date, I feel, for many, not for everyone. We're all still here, and we're all still great, and everything's moving along, but we know time stands still for no one. But he was so positive about things getting better, and I echo that, and I also believe that as well. So I believe that the rest of the year will be better. I almost don't want to say it this time, though, and I never liked that, but I do believe that wholeheartedly. We have to keep believing. That's the key. When you believe, you know, is somebody, you know, there are differences between false hope, no hope, too much hope, too little hope, you know, faith, love, charity, all of these things that we're trying to balance out every single day. But when it comes down to it, the most important things are exactly that, the values that we carry within ourselves. And that comes through to the form of faith, hope, love, charity, and belief, and trust, and all of these values that we don't really give enough credence to because we're too busy in this physical life to make ends meet, to get by, to go one day at a time, to go through the same thing. And if we put more energy into all of those other things, Becca, you would know this. Who did we used to work on in our, my gosh, I'm blanking out. What did we used to do? Love the fairy dust. But what did we used to do? Remember we used to make the wheel, the board, and we used to use our gifts to increase them. So we have more ability to manifest instead of putting like cars, planes, you know, the manifestation boards, the abundance boards, whatever we used to do. And we used to really focus on the gifts that we had to increase them so we can manifest all of these other things that we wanted in a material world. And so I challenge you guys to do some of that. But Becca would remember what we used to do more than me. But we had some fun creating so many great things. So Capricorn, the Page of Swords is definitely in your corner in that something's going to turn around you don't see coming, or maybe you feel it coming, but you can't see it yet. Yeah, it's the vision board, but we probably called it other things because I don't really like to coin. We have to kind of stay on our own journey. It is a vision board. Thank you for that. That's the general meaning of everybody's term, but I think we did a lot of offshoots of that. But yes, thank you. So the Page of Swords is definitely an unexpected favor, an unexpected truth, something going in the right direction. Very, very, very good energy in an unexpected way. And also paying attention. You have a sense about something, it's going to happen. You feel something and you could predict it almost, but you're not quite sure where it is, it could happen. So this is what you're feeling? Okay, this is true. I believe this is true. Okay, we got a couple more and we finally wrapped it up. So Pisces. Oh, Becca, thank you. She said chalkboards, movie screens. We did all this, dry erase boards. We tried to create all of these things. And I do believe that, we used to make a lot of things happen back, you know, then, and we still can now, but we take our tools with us year after year, things change, we alter, we grow. And so I do believe keeping that faith and trust, Melissa, is what keeps you on track. And I actually have seen things improve over the last couple of years, even though it may not feel like it. I do believe that it has. Now we just have to go a step further. So being content with the day in the now, being here and now, embracing what is there and what has improved over what still is to come. I think that's what we learn over time. And so let's see. I feel that very strongly. Thank you. Mastering the art of patience, Mary tells Melissa, and that is very good. It's not easy because we get to a certain place, but we forget how it used to be. I don't forget, but we do get to a place and then we forget. And then we want more. And then we want the flow to keep going. And so being in that place of faith and hope and it's so hard and I'm not blowing smoke. It's just as difficult for myself as you guys, but it's also something that has to stay steady, and really embracing the here and now helps with that so, so much. You know, some people say, oh, it's such bull, you know, BS. If we're thinking positively, we're not thinking negatively, no matter how I feel, no matter how I think. It's really just, sometimes it doesn't matter how you feel or how you think. It just matters. And so being in the here and now really helps you channel whatever you feel, because you have to honor your negative feelings. You have to honor, you know, what you're experiencing today. And that's okay too. But yeah, at the same time, you really want to be with it. It's when life becomes a little challenging, it's better to stay in the now because you need that energy to channel focus. And somebody said, you want a fruit pop? I know. I think everyone is going to go out and purchase some kind of fruit ice pop today. I know Serena made it look so, so yummy. I just wanted everybody to feel cooled down in some way because it's crazy hot. I don't think I'll ever make it through the summer in Florida without melting. Already to say that is nutty. Where was I, Aquarius? Did I say you have to take the lead and be the masculine side of your life right now? Stay in somewhat, when I say stay in control, I don't mean to take control of everybody and everything. I mean, stay in control of yourselves. Be firm with yourself. Connection to the Father, maybe working on a few father issues. I also feel it was very, very, the Emperor energy is also about leadership. It's about taking care of things in the day. It's about bringing more duty, responsibility, structure, and framework. What is the framework of your life? And for Aquarians, I kind of like that. But if you're having any issues with your dad or your dad energy, whatever that is, you want to work that out, that's also good. I like that. I also feel an increase if you're going for a raise, new promotion, that kind of thing. I think it's good for Aquarius right now. So let's finish up with Pisces. Who's a Pisces in here? I pulled the Ace of Cups. I love that energy. It is creative. It is new. It is fresh. It is a birthing, of course. There's more baby energy today. But it can be the beginning of a creative process, even a heartfelt feeling, a clearing, emotional. I want to say not a complete feeling of emotional joy, but a sense of emotional joy that is initiated after a period of darkness. And so this is what we all strive for. This is what we all want. And I do believe we're going to see it. So ultimately, we have to start to believe and trust in divine order, especially with timing. It is the hardest thing as humans we have to do. We all deserve a break after a period of grief or turmoil. I'm so glad I didn't pull the Tower energy today. I will also say sometimes it's okay to slow down a little bit. I never, and also this Ace of Cups for everybody. I'm just going to take Pisces through the whole group, and it's okay to acknowledge your feelings. We have to remind ourselves that freaking out really gets us nowhere. Like Mary said, it's a, you know, patience is an art form, Matt. I mean, let's face it. It really, really is. So we have to remember that as well, okay? We'll take it. And all of the gifts that we share and that we have within ourselves and our God-given gifts and things like that and how we nurture them and ask for more of that, because that's what creates more of what we want in our external world. So, okay. I'll have to show you guys that. Lori, I'm getting there next week. All right, let me look at who's first here. But everybody got a little something today because I wanted to cover you guys for the new moon, and I just wanted to have a little fun. Becca said we connected to each other's energy and manifesting by focusing on our cat-given object. See, she remembers everything that we ever learned over at 1-2 Academy, which we really need to get back to. I know. Bad cat. We visualized it and connected at a certain time, which I absolutely love. Tara's going to the fair. I actually do feel like something is coming to through the fair. And she said the energy is going to be cooler in the weather. So thank you. We'll take it. I'll take it from you for sure. Now, who asked me a question on top? Let's take a look. Okay. Shelly, let's look at you, okay? First let me look at Honey, please. That's Lara. Lara, are you here? Can you please tell me how old Honey is right now? If you're here. Okay. I feel like something is up. Has something upset her tummy? Is she eating? 13, she thinks. I actually am wondering if she's closer to 14, but that's okay. Anything with her tummy? Any sensitivity? Anything like that? The good news is I feel like it's going to go up and down, so that's a good sign that she has IBD in her tummy. Okay, there you go. So that's basically she has some discomfort. Are you giving her something for comfort to settle that down? Because that's really all I think it is. And I actually feel like we're going to give it 3 days from now. And you tell me if you see any improvement. Of course, I'm not a veterinarian. I cannot give medical advice, as you know, for people or pets. But I did target the tummy as an area of sensitivity. So you're confirming that. And, okay. So she's taking something. Okay. You're going to balance the GI tract. Okay. You're on track. But I do think 3 days. Here's what I also want to say, because she's a little older dog. Try not to overdo anything, because I feel like balance is key and gentle treatment. Okay. She just needs to calm that down. And once it calms, it'll get better. I feel 3 days. So I think you're doing well. And you're on track. I don't think there's anything else going on that you're not aware of. Okay. Very good. Thank you. And lots of love to her. And I'll keep her in my prayers as well. But that I could tell that tummy's wreaking havoc. Okay, now who is next? Laura, have a wonderful time. You've been traveling a couple of times lately. Lots of love for you, and enjoy your sister. Shelly, let's take a look at you. She's now filing a suit against contract. These two. I'm getting a number 9. I definitely feel September. And they're showing me the autumn. So at first it looks a little difficult. It's been so difficult, I know, but now it's going to get better and there's a lot of improvement here. I think you're on the track. You're on the right track. There may be a learning curve. Now filing a suit. 9's my first number and 11 at the outside. So let's go with that timing. I think summer is a little quieter. You may have a little hearing first or some kind of, I wish this would just go to mediation and be done. That's very, very possible. I know it's going to resolve, Shell. It's definitely, you're on the right track. You had to, so we start something and we start our paperwork and we get it out there and things begin. And then all of a sudden everybody wants to get on the ball or settle or whatever it may be. And I feel that. So you'll cut to the chase. I hope it doesn't take us till the autumn, like September starting, late summer. I hope I'm wrong about that. Maybe that's when the work will finish. I just want it to be easier than that, okay? All right, you come back and let me know. I know it's annoying. I know you've been going through this long enough, and you never want to experience it to the extreme. I can totally relate. Now, Corinne is 927. What is your daughter's name? And your puppy. Shelly, I definitely think you'll overcome that. I actually see the help of another woman. I don't know why, but I do. I feel like you're going to get support. And I'm not ruling out a man somewhere in the peripheral of that, but I also feel the help of a female, a spicy one, sitting next to you on the same side. She's got a sharp pencil too. I like her, but I don't know who it is yet. Okay. Your attorney's a woman? Okay, good. We like that. She's a spicy one. Go with what she says, I feel. Yep. I can't wait to find out what happens with this because I kind of can see it, and I like her, actually. She can get loud. Okay. Claire is going through a hard time, honey. Let me just see where you said it. Okay, my daughter's not doing well. I know this sounds so insane what I'm about to say, but how old is she? I'm feeling something about red lights, and I know that it's kind of weird, but they're literally showing me red lights, and that's not, I just feel some kind of therapeutic value to that. But again, I am not a medical doctor. I cannot diagnose health conditions of any sort, but I can say they are showing me these, and it could be somebody else around you, but this is what I'm visualizing, and it's so strong, I don't want to change my mind. I'm getting like this red light therapy thing in my, I don't know if it's around you, around your daughter, around something, but it feels very, very strong. And so I don't know if you have access to this or know about it or whatever it may be. I'm very friends at school. Okay. Can you, by any chance, I know that sounds kooky. How old is she? She's young or what? She feels like she's okay, perfect. Are you open to getting her some red light therapy or considering some type of situation like that? Something that can really work on her in a clean, has anybody else here have had red light therapy? I don't know why this is it's coming through. She won't try it. Dang, she has one, she said. I just feel like it would help her so much. Tell her to stop being stubborn. Maybe she'll cave. I feel like it'll help her so much. Also, one of the so-called friends, 20 is a hard I mean, a difficult age. There are no shortcuts and no mincing my words here. I know it's going to get better for her. There's no convincing her of that. Somebody around her, there's like two people that I feel are chit-chatting or probably negative energy. There's a swirling thing between them. It's like bratty, you know, nasty. One of them is going to disappear. And I don't mean that. I'm not trying to sound in a dark way. I'm saying maybe leave the school, leave the area, leave the friendship, leave. Like there is a split somehow in, and there's some karma kickback, which I, you know, I've asked her to go to regular therapy. She needs it. Not for a long period of time either, but that damn, the red lights would make her feel so much better. So I think that it would help her so much. I could almost think about therapy, and they have different modalities now, of course. I'm not into any chemical thing like that. Bribing her could be good. No, once upon a time, there were two moms having a conversation. Bribing works sometimes for a 20-year-old, but that's okay. I didn't say that. But even with regular therapy, one of the modalities I could see similar to EMDR, something like that. I'm not suggesting EMDR. It's a little intense at this age, but some kind of therapeutic, you know, somebody to talk to. I actually think we're going to see this phase go by really, really quickly. Okay. Just make sure there aren't, you know, I'm a big stickler on other things. I'm against, because of experiences I've seen with people, it's to each their own. They push a lot of things now that I roll my eyes about. And I know better long term. It's just not great. So in any kind of holistic, valuable treatment is, you know, I'm game on that. It doesn't have to be chemical. Not game on that. Okay. I hope that helps. It'll happen. We'll try the bribing. How would I guess that you even had a red light box? It's not something I kind of see every day. So you have it already. So that's an easy piece. And then if not, you know, if she's trying to work it out, sometimes we can't work things out on our own. It might be more difficult. So tell her you want the easy way or the other way. Anyway. Okay. Blame me if you want. If she knows I exist, I'll take the blame. Okay, everybody. It's time to go. Serena, thank you for being my producer always. And you're wonderful. And everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Happy summer to all of you. Enjoy the season change. Stay cool. Of course, eat ice pops. Lots of love to Honey. Lots of prayers for Honey. And I think that... Okay. All right, Corinne. We'll talk about it again next week. Okay. You bring it back to me. And everyone, lots and lots of love. Thank you so, so much. I'm so grateful for all of you. Lori, are you coming up next live today? Everybody stay tuned. Keep on YouTube. See you guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.